No more church as usual. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Visit us in person at 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce or online at trbanks.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
I believe globally there's a shifting from mere church to kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. More so than ever before. Not that kingdom is something, a new concept, but it's just not been embraced by all. But this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the earth, and then shall the end come. Praise God. I want to talk to you today. We're going back into our study on kingdom faith, and I want to speak to you in terms of what I've entitled the man child.
Amen. Amen.
The man child. I believe there's going to be a prophetic flow of things. So just, you know, with prophecy and a prophetic word, you got to catch it.
Amen.
Amen. You got to catch it. Don't just try to catch it in your head. Catch it in your spirit. Amen. God's going to speak to many of you on a very high prophetic level. But you got to receive it. As you believe, the Lord says, be it unto you. So we want to posture ourselves to receive the prophetic word. God's doing something unusual. We're seeing things accelerate. Just as we see in the world how knowledge has increased. There's almost not a question you can have that you cannot find information on.
Amen.
Or an answer to.
Amen. Amen.
As far as information goes, facts in this world. Well, in the spirit realm, things are accelerating as well.
Amen.
I like to say it this way, what would take 5 years will take a year.
Amen.
Amen. What would take a year would take a month. What would take a month would take a week.
Amen.
What would normally take a week would take a day.
Amen.
What would seemingly take a day would take an hour.
Amen.
And what would take you an hour, presto changeo,
yes.
Instant coffee.
Amen.
So buckle your seatbelts and let's go for a ride in the Holy Spirit in relation to the man child. I want to give you some information, though, and we'll be studying this in our Bible study, too, about Adam. Because I earnestly believe God is taking us back to some things.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Things that were lost.
Amen.
Things that were forfeited. That's why he's called us, he's called the Redeemer.
Yes.
He's going to redeem things. He's redeemed us.
Amen.
So it's vitally important that we understand who we are.
Amen.
That I'm sure you've heard it scores of times before. You just don't know who you are. It's important to know who you are, you know, and whose you are. There's so much to that because we don't want to shortchange God or what God is doing. And it's going to involve you knowing who you are.
Amen.
And what you carry.
Yes.
And that is not arrogance nor pride. It's time to stop playing games.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stop all the excuses.
Amen.
Well, I can't, I don't, I won't. No, all that is out the window today.
Amen.
God's doing something unusual. And his spirit is going, his eyes are going to and fro on the earth in search of hearts. You don't have to necessarily feel like you are able. God will enable you.
Amen.
What he's looking for is a yes.
Amen.
Isaiah said, Lord, send me, I'll go.
Amen.
Amen. But when the vision came to Isaiah, he said he saw the Lord high and lifted up. And the year the king Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And he said, who will go for us? And Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. That was Isaiah's testimony. Tell somebody, but God. See, Isaiah in and of himself was not. But God sent a seraphim, took a hot coal off the altar and brought it and put it on Isaiah's lips and cleaned up his lips. And Isaiah said, now, Lord, send me, I'll go. See, it's not your ability, it's God's ability. Amen. If you're just looking at what you can do, no, we look like grasshoppers. I said, we look like grasshoppers, but God is on our side. Tell somebody, God's on your side. He's the God of more than enough. He's the God of battles. He's the Lord of hosts, the heavenly armies of God. And God is looking for those that are willing. If there be first a willing mind. You don't have to see it. You don't have to know how it's going to work. You don't have to know when it's going to work out. You don't have to even feel like you're able. If God asks you, just say, yes, Lord, send me. You'll prepare me. You'll do the work in me. You'll do what's necessary for me to be able to go in your name. Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. Gideon said, who, me? Not me. Where are all the miracles? Here we are living. We're in this poverty-stricken situation, and you call me a mighty man of valor. But God got about the business of convincing him that he didn't even need the 32,000 man army, that he could whittle it down to 300, and God would still accomplish what he set out to accomplish. Amen. What do you have in the house? Ask somebody, what's that in your hand? Come on, say, what do you have in the house? What are you letting go in the house? What do you have? You have everything. As a matter of fact, right now you have everything you need. The devil's just trying to distract you and make you think you're not able, that you don't have, when you already have. God has given you everything you need. Sometimes your perspective has to change. Remember the little train that was convincing, and he started churning and said, I think I can. Amen. I think I can. Amen. Some of y'all need to start saying that. I think I can. Amen. Stop saying, no, I can't, I can't, I can't. Get that out of your vocabulary. Start saying, I think I can. I think I can. Even though you don't think you can, start saying, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think. After a while, you're going to be saying, I know I can. I know I can. I know I did. I know I did. It's already in you. Adam was created. This is what I believe God is taking us back to, that we're coming into in this hour, the greater works. Stop nickel and diming God. Stop, amen, just hanging out with, let me say it this way, poor mouths. Amen. That are poor minded and put limitations and put God in a box and put you in a box and amen, just can't see how. God will make a way. As a matter of fact, he's already made a way. You just don't see the way. Amen. You got to avoid that kind of conversation, that kind of talk all the time. It'll put a wrong nature on you. For you know, you won't be seeing how. But the just shall live by faith. Amen. Every day, the just shall live by faith. And anything that is not of faith is sin. Is missing the mark. Adam, now understand something. This brother was, I'm gonna say this, this brother was bad. Amen. Even though we see, you know, he fell and sin came upon Homo sapiens and mankind. Adam, as he was created, understand something. When he was created, he didn't have to learn. Amen. 2 minutes after he was created, he was mature. Amen. A minute after he was created. The moment God breathed into his nostrils, she was mature. He wasn't, you know, like evolutionists, the lie of evolution is. We're going to get into this in our Bible study. Even the sun and the moon and all the created elements speak about a young earth.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And science will tell you, true science will tell you. Now, the evolutionists will try to tell you otherwise, but they know in secret their conclusions don't even hold water. They know it. But it's a lie of the devil. Understand that. Because without evolution, you can't have transhumanism. That's what it's all leading to. AI, Daniel talked about it, the clay and the iron. This is the ultimate goal of the enemy, to try to create a people after himself, the man of sin and all of that. But without evolution, you'll never get there. See the laws of physics and nature, they try to follow it all the way back, and they'll never reach the end of it because it all started when God created.
Amen.
So they just try to go past God, get God out of the picture, and just go, and they'll never find it. But God created, and then he set the laws of physics and nature in place.
Amen.
That's how this thing works. The chicken was before the egg.
Amen.
Hello. I'll just show you something, how brilliant Adam's mind was. He never taught this, but as he was saying, you know, when he's talking about his wife Eve, he said, and you know, a man shall leave his father and mother. What, no father and mothers?
Amen.
Adam said, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife.
Amen.
The man knew what was going on. He hadn't been taught that. He didn't go to Bible school for that. He hadn't been learned enough, but he knew this.
Amen.
He was created like that. Evolution is happening, walking around dragging his knuckles with a club. How could he get excited and say something like, this is bone of my bones? You got to have some sophisticated intelligence even to get excited about stuff. This is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. He wasn't going, ugh, ugh, ugh. Come on, this is where he started. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, we see the earth is without form and void. God didn't create it like that. God doesn't create like that. Now, there's a lot of argument about that, but listen, God is light. In him there is no darkness. There's three types of darkness we'll talk about, but one of the darkness, God created darkness simply because he needed something to fill the void from which he left.
Amen. Amen.
Where God ain't, there's darkness.
Amen.
That's why the world is in darkness. And the people of the world are under gross darkness because they reject God. That's a spiritual darkness. But even night and the judgments of God, there's the darkness of God's judgment. But darkness is where God is not.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Osterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.